Hello.
Hi, Devin. Hi, it's Josh. Sorry I missed your call.
That's okay. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you. How are you? Good to talk to you.
Good.
Is it now a good time?
Yes, I could talk right now.
Okay, amazing. Okay. So you want to set your a family member up and you'll be the caregiver?
Yes.
Okay. Be more than happy to set that up. And one question, have they ever had any kind of paid caregiver before, home care, or is this going to be the first time?
This is going to be the first time.
Okay. Okay, perfect. So I'll explain the process exactly how this works.
Okay.
So basically, it does take a few weeks. We'll guide you through it. A lot of the – well, there's two parts to it. So from the client's end, there's an enrollment process. Assuming they have Medicaid – so they're a lot of the way there, but there is going to be like a doctor's form that's filled out, a few other forms just for the application. Basically, Medicaid is the one that approves them for a certain amount of hours.
Okay.
And that takes a few weeks. We'll guide them. And then as far as you go, you know, the registering is pretty convenient. Most of it's remote. You know, we'll guide you. There's like an application fill out online. There's a hiring process because you're our employee. And,
okay.
Yeah, well, again, we do this all the time. You know, your side is, you know, the caregiver side is easy. You know, they're both pretty relatively easy, but we have more control. We have more control over a caregiver because that's just between you and us. We don't need Medicaid. Once Medicaid's involved, you know, it's always a little bit stickier, but it's fine.
Okay.
Everyone, pretty much, almost everyone gets approved as long as they go through the right
channel.
You know, yeah, exactly. Okay, so I'm going to, if you have any questions, let me know. I'm going to take a little more information and then someone will reach out for the next step. So your last name is Gabriel, right?
Yes.
And this is the best phone number for you?
Yes.
Okay. I think there was an issue. The phone number, the reason I emailed you, the phone number that came through on the website it was off. It was 778. Okay, you're 667. 064.
That
was like a typo. So I'm glad that we have your correct number now. Okay,
yeah.
Let me put that in. 267-667-0648. Okay, and the person that you're going to be caring for, first and last name?
David Gabriel.
David Gabriel?
Yes.
Okay, and... separate phone number for him?
215-339-0478.
Okay, great. And his date of birth?
7/18/47.
Okay, perfect. Okay, I'm going to put him in the Medicaid system here. Does he have Medicaid?
Yes.
Okay, great. And which county are you in?
Philadelphia.
Oh, perfect. Okay. Just if you can hold for a minute or two while I pull up his Medicaid information.
Okay.
So again, July 18th, 7/18/1947?
Yes.
Okay, there's David Gabriel, right?
Yes.
Now, there's Medicare and Medicaid are two different things. I don't know if you're familiar with the difference.
No.
Okay, sure. So Medicare is like based on age. Like people over 65 generally get Medicare. Medicaid is based on income.
Okay.
So do you know if he has, I mean, it's possible because the system gets very glitchy. Do you know if he has Medicaid? Basically someone's making, you know, I guess he's retired probably, right?
He's retired, yes.
Is there a pension or anything?
Not sure. I could find out, but I'm not sure.
Okay. No, so. So, do you have a social? It would be easier to look up with a social. I don't know if you have that.
No, I do not.
Okay. So yeah, I'm basically putting in 718, 1947. You never know, because this, you know, I'm not seeing it in the system. Like, it sometimes there are glitches, so it doesn't right. mean anything. But I just wonder if he has Medicaid.
Okay.
Are you able to? The simplest way would be the social. If you're able to get that from him.
Okay.
Okay. So do you want to call me back? Or
yeah, let me call you back. I'll call him and I'll let you know.
Okay. Amazing. Thank you.
All right. I'll talk to you a little bit.
Sure.
Bye.